Jennifer?
11.2.
Move on to 11.2.
11.2.
Budget update.
11.2.
So at the last budget review, council had requested the 3.5 cents, but I try and move that down to 3 cents. So I did that, and then in the meantime, I was able to confirm, because I had made a conservative estimate for the Nova Scotia Power Grant in the original draft, and I was able to confirm with the province what the actual grant will be. And so it's down to 2 cents now, because I was able to gain a cent on the Nova Scotia Power Grant. So you got your half cent, and then you got another cent. I know, I was gonna just absorb.
I didn't know you were that good. Oh, my God.
So the summary page on the front of the draft is the few changes that I made in my half cent, and I was going to take some of that half a cent from the Nova Scotia Power Grant, but then I left it in and lowered it down to 2 cents instead of the 3.
To the 3.5.
Instead of the 3.5, yeah, that's right. That's right, give me credit for that half cent.
Technically, then, you have like a whole cent to sort of like add something back?
No.
Because we were.
That's not the option here.
Did we get a bandstand?
We were resolving ourselves.
Started off at 12 cents, didn't we?
We started off at 12 cents.
Yeah, we know why. Come on now.
We started off at 12 cents. But yeah, and remember now, we had logic and reasoning.
Yes.
Behind what we removed from our budget, and yes, so we need to look at that waterfront redevelopment before we consider that bandstand, so.
Yes.
So yeah, there's your summary if you have any questions. The only reserve amount that I used was the landfill reserve, but that's because I'm going to use that towards the consultant study when we reevaluate the value of our post-closure liability. We're gonna hire an independent consultant, so that 15,000 is an estimate, and what I'll do is I'll transfer from the reserve the actual cost of whatever that study is, when we have that prepared, so.
Any questions or comments from council? Councilor Thanson?
I always never knew what to ask, since they'll ask me, I'll get it up there. With the bridge, the main town bridge, and because we had talked once at the time, because this is a budget update, right?
We were talking about the railing.
We were talking about putting railings along there. We said we would not do that through our discussions, because it was gonna look with the waterfront development.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the waterfront development doesn't look like it's gonna happen for a period of time. I'd like to make sure that we don't forget that for next year, whatever, because that is very important, safety-wise and everything else. If I would know, we know now that this development wasn't gonna happen as it was, it might have been something we'd push for a little bit more, because I think it's a very.
But that waterfront redevelopment, remember, is still under consideration and under review, so that hasn't, we haven't said yea or nay.
It's under consideration, but it looks like it's millions of dollars, it's gonna be long-term, and it's not gonna be next year or the year after.
You don't know until we finish the study process.
Well, I just feel like we make that comment, make sure that doesn't get forgotten.
I'll keep it on the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Any other councilor have a question or comment? Councilor McLeod?
Jennifer, you mentioned that, was it the Nova Scotia Power Grant that you said you actually got the actual?
I have, yes, I have confirmation of that number, yes.
Okay, so when you originally did the budget, that was just an.
An estimate.
An estimate.
On my part.
And then on your part.
Yeah.
And then after that, you got confirmation.
That's right.
Which was good timing for us.
Which was good timing.
Is that an unusual thing, or do you have to?
I usually have to confirm it.
Do they usually confirm it?
Normally, they won't confirm any of those provincial numbers until after their budget has been approved and processed.
Yes.
But I have received confirmation on that calculation that will be presented, and as a rule, that calculation as presented doesn't change during that budget approval process for the province. So I'm confident that that number will remain, and I made her confirm it in writing twice.
Great, thank you for doing that.
Because it was more than I expected, so I.
The second question is, when you were talking about, you said that under the landfill reserve, that you are, I know that staff do their own work on their budget, and then they present it, then you come up and, then you kind of come up with a budget that you present to us. So when you're doing your budget discussions with your staff and with all the staff here, like, for example, and the point I'm trying to make is, council didn't know that there was a $15,000 landfill fee for consultants.
There wasn't in the original draft.
Pardon me?
There wasn't.
There wasn't, see.
There wasn't in the original draft.
These are things that are unknown to us, which we could have asked at that point. But I understand that you folks here at the staff level do all of your calculations, and then you present the accumulated totals to us, and we're not privy to how you came up with those figures.
It would have come up during discussion, and that landfill reserve transfer is
okay.
Always a balancing of revenue versus costs.
Okay.
Transfer to the reserve, and all I'm saying here is we're going to retain some of that
right.
reserve transfer
okay.
in this budget,
okay.
and will only be the actual cost of whatever that consultant surveyed.
So the point I want to make is it was good for you to go back and look at all those other figures in order to come up with
I knew
the
in my mind that I had that as an option.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Councilor Phillips?
So to continue that conversation a little bit, you know, if we would have settled on 3.5 at the last budget talks, and the no special power would come in, would that have, that's just a percentage of what you've knocked off, the 1.5 thing. So you wouldn't have been able to get 2 cents without doing some other juggling. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I worked on the 0.5 cent request.
Right.
Nova Scotia Power Grant allowed me an additional cent, give or take.
So that would have automatically, if we wouldn't have.
You would have had that 1 cent regardless of whether I went back and reworked the 3.5, I would have allowed that to remain in the budget and I would have dropped it back.
Okay.
I would have.
Okay.
Oh.
Just trying to understand.
Remember
the
at the end of the discussion, I had said, now if any of my provincial numbers change
yeah.
and in favor thereof, I will make an adjustment accordingly.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. But I'm just confused how, because if we would have had that talk and we would have agreed on the 3.5 cents, at that point, discussions were stopped.
You still would have had the 1 cent when I confirmed Nova
okay.
Scotia Power.
So that will always be, there's always an option.
There's always
background.
That opportunity because
opportunity,
this, remember our discussions and our draft this year was earlier than normal.
Yeah.
And so it was before I had confirmed most of the provincial amounts. And so as we moved forward, any of those amounts would have changed in my estimates, I would have adjusted the tax rate accordingly. And
right.
so I purposely was conservative on all those estimates because I wouldn't have wanted to come back to you with an increase.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was hoping that in confirming those numbers that it would have been a decrease if nothing else.
Okay. Thank you. Great job.
So you just a further comment on that. But the budget until we actually finalize the budget is an evolving process.
Right.
So for instance, if you look at this master sheet that Jennifer's given you, some of the insurance numbers have been adjusted because we have more detailed numbers from the insurance company. We have some information recently about the Queen's Place and the concessions and stuff, so some of the numbers there have changed to reflect that. So
mm-hmm.
even if we get some more information in the next week, that allows us to correct the information. The numbers here will be a little different as well when we approve the budget, because we'll keep changing the numbers to make them as accurate as we can up until March 26th.
Exactly.
Right.
So
that's kind of our drop dead date.
Yeah, so none of these numbers have changed to reflect any program services or anything like that. These
right.
are just numbers that they're moving a little bit because the target we're finalized.
They've become more finalized.
Wow. So we could go down to 1, is that what you're saying?
if some information came in that provides us that, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
No one, Brian, he never gives
well,
up.
Yeah. So the numbers are going to change potentially by
but I have faith in
a little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Always, of course, if possible.
Deputy Mayor Kelly, did you
yeah, that was my question. So all the provincial numbers have to be in by March 26th. By the time we approve our budget, you'll have had all of your provincial numbers. Nothing will come in.
First week of April is when they approve their budget. I will not know for sure.
Oh, so even after we approve our budget and it's at like 2 cents, then you could have some numbers come in, and then what would happen if we had reduced numbers from that? Where does that money go?
We would have to work through the year knowing that.
Right. But that would always be some sort of a
make
surplus.
Adjustments throughout the year, perhaps.
Yeah.
Surplus or deficit, right? So we'd have to
exactly,
work accordingly
yes, exactly.
through the year and, yeah.
To control that. Okay.
Yep, we would.
So we make assumptions based on the best information and discussion
yes.
with the province of what those numbers are going to be.
Yeah.
Now, if something funky happens at the provincial level,
yeah.
if it was a minority government, it would be a different situation because you never know what's going to get passed
yes.
the budget.
Yeah.
Majority
but
is more confident,
where
sure.
we're at with the information we have from the province. Would they change by a few bucks, potentially?
Yeah.
But generally, the numbers we have are pretty accurate.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or questions of council?
Oh, yes, sorry, I did have one more, sorry.
Deputy Mayor Kelly?
The $15,000, that never happened for this consultant's fee. That, when you take that from your reserves, that didn't have effect on the base rate anyway, did it?
Yes, because I'm leaving that money rather than transferring it out of the operating budget. I've chosen to leave that amount in to offset that consultancy, which is going to be spent from that contracts and agreements amount.
Okay.
Yeah. So it did.
Any other questions or comments? Well, thank you very much, Jennifer, and I'm sure if there's small changes required between now and the next council meeting,
I will let you know.
We can go down to one, let us know.
Moving on to 12.0, recreation and community facilities, we have nothing under that item today. Under 13.0, planning, we have nothing today. Under 14.0, reports, we have nothing today. The next item is 15.0 in Caremer. We have two items, 15.1 property matters, 15.2 contract negotiations. A motion to go in Caremer would be appropriate. Moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly, seconded by Councilor Fancy. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor? Richard Animus, we are now in Caremer.